15 stories high. London, South, a tower block. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. But no, the car park is full of Bentleys. Of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
Elephant. Chipmunk. Magnesium.
Carpet.
Anger.
Jeans.
Wingnut.
Rod Stewart.
Ah, win. That's 5-0. You'll go.
Snake.
Crossbow.
Salami.
Elbow.
Depression.
Icebergs.
Bjork.
Ah, 6-0. You start.
Sean, I don't want to play anymore.
Why not?
Well, you won't teach me the rules.
That's part of the game. You have to work it out for yourself.
At least tell me what it's called.
No. Look, you've lost 6 times. Right. First time, it's George Michael. Yeah. Then Paul McCartney. Vanilla Ice, Chris Rea, Rod Stewart, Bjork. It's obvious.
Right. Oh, I get it. Right, okay. The Moon.
Scarf.
Plywood.
Golf.
Octagon.
Flat 2.
And so, as Rosa Kreb issued forth her pleading death rattle, Bond wiped the blood from his Greaves and Hawks dress shirt and prepared for a night of chance at the casino. And so ends Ian Fleming's From Russia with Love. Now, Jane, love.
Good night, Mummy.
Tomorrow, if you're good, love, we'll read an extract from Irvin Welsh's Train Spotting.
Quicksand.
Amnesia.
Cliffs.
Fog.
Otter.
Seal.
Ah, got you. 7-0. That was a long game, huh?
Yeah, it was. Anyway, better get a move on. I've got a job interview.
What, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it's at Billingsgate Fish Market. I got there yesterday at 8 and they said, what time do you call this?
Why fish?
Well, I've always wanted to work with fish. It's on my ambition list.
You must be mad. You know, you won't have any friends, no romance, nothing. People won't even sit next to you. You'll end up just hanging out with other fishmongers. And they're not real friends, just the only people that can stand the smell.
I don't mind. I want to work with fish.
Where is this list?
Oh, it's pinned on the ceiling above my bed. But don't look at it.
Ah, of course not. Bye. Yeah. Ah, there it is. My Ambitions by Errol Wirral. Number 1, leave Lincoln. Number 2, go to London. Number 3, find somewhere to live. Number 4, with friendly, decent flatmate. He hasn't ticked that one. Number 5, find a job working with wet fish.
Number 6, beat Madonna. Oh, number 7, buy a small van, preferably a Bedford Rascal. Number 8, hold my breath for 5 minutes.
Right, son, you want to work with fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, you start at the bottom of the ladder. Put on this white coat.
Brilliant.
Follow me.
Get off.
Now, your job is to walk right to the other end of the market.
Get off.
Turn round and come back the other side.
Get off.
Then go through to the gutting sheds.
Get off.
What's the matter, son?
People keep wiping their hands on me.
That's your job. You walk round the market and anyone who needs to can clean their hands on your coat. In the trade, it's known as a walk wipe. As you're walking around, you shout the traditional cry of, come and clean your hands with my coat. You have a go.
Right. Come and clean your hands on my coat.
That's no good. Give it some passion.
Come and clean your hands on my coat.
No. Give it some welly.
Come and clean your hands on my coat.
You got it. It's not that bad a job. You get plenty of tips. Winkles, cobbles, the old prawn. Off you go.
Right. Oh, what happens when the coat's completely covered?
Turn it inside out.
It's now 8:45 a.m. You're listening to Randy Passwater playing hit after 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 hit.
Shut up, you whittling ginger scumbag.
Oh, I'd love to get hold of him. Glue his hands to a Rottweiler's testicles.
What's that smell? Only had toast last night. It's disgusting. It smells like a mackerel's pants.
Well, I got the job.
What? Oh, God. What's that?
One of the many perks of my new job. Have a winkle.
No! Don't have a shower.
I've already had one.
Well, have a bath.
I've already had one.
Well, have another one.
I've had another one. I've had 6 showers and 8 baths.
With soap?
Hey?
Flat 81.
Yeah. This is cup. No, it's not cup, no. My cup is mug. Yeah, mug. Is telephone. Is telephone, natürlich. Is Schuh. Schuh. No, it's not Schuh. It's Boot. Yeah, Boot. Boot. Floor. It's floor. No, it's not floor. It's lino. It's not lino, no, it's linoleum. Yeah. Oh, buzzer.
Are you using that soap?
Yeah.
Well, it's not working. Try this.
What is it? I can't see.
Never mind, just pour it all over yourself.
Ah, it's burning.
It's working. Rub it down there as well.
Okay. What is it?
Jolly Shopper bleach. I didn't think it'd be that strong, you know. None of the other stuff is. Cheese is very mild.
Flat 12.
Dad, have you read this in the paper?
What?
Look, a man in Derbyshire has eaten a whole ambulance. Bit by bit, over 2 years, Russell Devlin ground down and ate an East Midlands Health Authority ambulance, which he bought at an auction. Wow! A whole ambulance! That's incredible!
Not really. You think of the 55 million people that are crammed onto this tiny island. It's highly likely that one day, one of them would choose to eat an ambulance. Tell you the truth, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Oh?
You little prick.
There you go, Errol.
No spoons.
No, I used the last one yesterday.
Right. Why don't we just wash up?
Well, I worked it out. These Jolly Shopper spoons are so cheap, we actually save money on washing up liquid. Here you go, you can use my uncle's old pipe.
Cheers. What are these?
Jolly Shopper crunching up crunch balls.
Not very crunchy.
Of course not. That bleach has totally thrown me.
Oh, I'm not using that tomorrow.
You're going back? Are you mental?
It's one of my ambitions. There's 100 of them, and I'm going to achieve every single one.
Nah, I mean, where are you going to meet Madonna?
Well, how did you know that?
It's obvious, it's obvious. Every time she comes on the telly, you comb her hair and put a suit on.
Coincidence. Toast?
Yeah, brown. See, really, Errol, all ambitions are pointless. Ambition, I think, is the worst reason to do anything. I mean, you take that Ranulph Fiennes. He spends months crawling across the Arctic, you know, 3 months at a time. You know, his toes are like chutney in his boots. And when he gets there, all that time he gets there, there's no pole, there's not even a bench. Sit down and have a rest. No. The only way you know you're there is your compass starts going mental. It's exactly the same effect. Go to a car boot sale, buy a shit one.
Two slices?
Yeah. There's only one good reason to climb a mountain and go to the North Pole, and that is if you're being chased by a massive, great big monster. I, personally, got no ambitions. Not because I can't do them, it's just I don't want to, you know. I bet I could do anything on your list.
Yeah?
No, I could. Just not interested.
You think I'm not up to it?
I believe you.
No, just to keep you quiet, I'll do one of yours.
I'm sure you could.
No, go on, pick a number, I'll do it. Just to stop you banging on about it.
But only if you want to.
I do. Number 54, what's that?
Go caving in Borneo.
No, it's too busy for that. Got keys to get cut, bin lining.
It's snowed under at the moment. What about this one? Become a father. That's easy. Any idiot could do that.
No, that's personal. I wanted to do that myself. The whole point of ambition, right, is you do your own ones. They're private. There must be something you want to do.
Well, there is one. I've always fancied having a really good look at the Thames Barrier.
Well, let's go.
What, now? No, I can't. I've got so much on. I just remembered, I've got to get some long spoons to stir the Nesquik. I keep getting milk on my fingers.
Sean, let's do it. Come on, let's live. Reach for the sky. Which bus do we get?
It's kettle. Kettle?
Yeah, kettle.
Kettle. Visk. Yeah? Visk?
Whisk.
Visk.
Whisk.
Visk.
No, whisk, class. How long are you staying for? How many days you stay here in London?
Oh, yeah. Fortnight.
Oh. Fortnight.
Yeah, fortnight. Fortnight.
Oh, God.
I'm staying fortnight.
Gordon Bennett.
Gordon Bennett.
Oh, awesome. What a fantastic feat of engineering. Amazing, the largest hydraulic shield in the world. Such a shame Sean's not here.
Yeah, you say you're a bus inspector. You haven't got a uniform.
Plain clothes, I showed you my badge.
Bad. Anyone have a badge, you know? You could be one of those bogus ones, you know, like you get in hospitals.
They're doctors.
No, they're not.
Look, either you show me your ticket, you paid a fine, or I call the police. Right, well that seems to be in order. If you'd done that a couple of hours ago, we'd saved a lot of trouble, wouldn't we?
Flat 84.
You all right, boy? All right.
Did you take Ron from the vet?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Apparently his condition's very unusual, but nothing to worry about.
What is it?
He's got a stutter and a lisp.
Oh.
Run!
Hello, Sean. You waiting for the lift?
Yeah.
You been shopping?
No.
Of course, no bags. You had a quick drink?
No.
Yeah, a bit early for that. Doctors? Chemists?
No.
Oh. Can't think where you might have been. Booking a holiday?
No.
Am I warm?
No.
Is this your floor?
No.
Oh. Visiting a friend? Returning a drill? Complaining about the noise. I'll give us a clue.
This is plate, yeah?
Yeah.
Plate. Fork. This is apple pie. Apple pie.
No, actually it's apple tart.
Oh, it's tart, not pie.
Yeah.
Oh, tart, not pie. It's tart. It's tart. Tart. Yeah.
Oh, this is ridiculous, no spoons. I mean, forget about the Thames Barrier and the North Pole. I need some spoons.
Hello, please, one bite of
cheddar.
You want a piece of cheddar?
Aye, a piece of cheddar. And a piece of pork tart.
No, that's a pork pie.
Oh, it's pie now, it's not tart.
Right, who's next?
That's me.
That's me. So, I'm next. He pushed in.
No, I never.
Yes, he did. I've been queuing.
Oh, you were looking around.
Hang on, which one of you is next?
I am.
I believe it.
That'll be £4.99, sir.
What's going on?
Congratulations, you are our millionth customer.
No, that's me. He pushed in.
Oh, excuse me, sir, now what is your name?
Mr. Prentice.
It should be me, he just barged in.
His name's Mr. Prentice.
Well done, sir, I'm the manager and thank you for being our millionth customer. You've won a fabulous prize worth £5,000.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you, sir.
This is on. You cheating old git.
Cheat?
You liar, he pushed in.
You caught me a liar.
No, everybody calm down.
Calm down? He's nicked my prize.
I have a glass of water, please.
£5,000, not enough, you greedy old git.
Oh, it's all an ambulance. It's going blue.
Oh, dear. Right, Mr. Locke, if you come through to my office, please take a seat. It's very unfortunate, that incident with Mr. Prentice, but we gather you were our genuine millionth customer.
Yeah, I think justice has been done.
I'm out the prize.
Oh, cash, please.
No, it's not 5,000 in cash.
It's not vouchers, is it?
No. At Jolly Shopper, we cater for people who can just afford the basics, who live from day to day. So we thought the prize for this special customer should be £5,000 to make a dream come true. So, Mr. Locke, what is your lifelong ambition?
That £5,000.
Yes. I don't think you understand. We want to help you fulfill a dream you've always had.
£5,000 in cash.
I'll be frank with you, Mr. Locke. We want you, an ordinary, simple member of the public, to have an adventure paid for by Jolly Shopper.
All right.
How about a trip of a lifetime to the Barrier Reef, diving with turtles and eating fresh lobster as the sun sets on a tropical paradise? A magical 30-day camel trek on the ancient silk routes in the footsteps of Marco Polo?
Wasps.
Rachel, we'll send you to Switzerland, to the beautiful city of Bern, where, after a couple of days of acclimatization, you'll be taken blindfolded to an underground bunker deep in the Alps, where you will observe the world's most accurate clock.
That was tempting. Look, I'm perfectly happy. You know, I don't need to prance around the world like some kind of bloody funfair. You know what I mean? Swinging and splashing and jumping about. And if I want to see elephants, turn on Channel 5 every night, 7 o'clock, thousands of them. You know.
Excuse me, Mr. Rock. Barbara, could you send Trent in, please?
Hi, I'm Trent Loft. And the first question you got to ask yourself is, why am I sitting on my fat butt when there's customers out there who need junk? So get out there and take some skin, mister.
No, Trent, he's not staff. You won the prize, but he won't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Trent Loft, and you deserve the best from life. Because you are the best. The most important thing in your life right now is you. You are amazing.
I know that.
I just want to hug you, you know? You're awesome. You could stand 1 foot either side of the Grand Canyon and stroke the moon. You just got to believe it, mister. But let's go back. You're a baby. You hear the word no. And then again, no. And every time you hear the word no after that, you shrivel up inside till you're all dried up. Like a husk. Like a crisp. Like a piece of beef jerky left in the midday sun in the saddlebag of a horse with no name.
Look, I just came in here to buy some spoons.
Okay, that's good. Spoons. Okay, we got something to go with now. Tell me, what do spoons mean to you?
Dry fingers.
Nothing else, huh? A little look at your face in the back of a spoon. I mean, it looks all weird, right? Kind of swollen and twisted, and you think to yourself, hey, I don't look like that. But maybe you do.
No, I've got it. I know what I want to do.
Huh.
But yeah, I know what my lifelong ambition is. Thanks, Trent. I have a dream.
And what is it?
Well, I've always wanted to meet...
Come and clean your hands on me coat. Come and clean your hands on me coat. Stop it. Come and clean your hands on me coat.
Oh, Errol, how are you getting on?
Well, I don't know if I'm doing it right, because people keep laughing at me.
Well, I've got another job for you. Tomorrow, we've got a very important person coming to visit the market.
Is it Madonna?
Don't be stupid. Yeah, this person has a phobia. They don't like all the fish looking at them with their eyes. So, I want you to go around and close all her eyes so it looks like they're sleeping.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Fish don't have eyelids.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. Run along.
Oi, Errol.
Errol, son, come here, come here.
Do us a favour. You see these crates of white bait?
Yeah.
Could you sex them for me? You know, separate the males from the females. Because the females are a delicacy in Denmark.
Why? How can you tell the difference?
Well, it's easy. It's easy. Look. You see that there?
What?
Just there, above the tail.
No.
That little... Just come closer. Right. Hang on. That little thing there. See that there. I'll give it a squeeze for you. There you go, sir. Have a look there.
No.
Look, just look closer. You're not concentrating.
I can't see a bit.
You can't see a bit?
No.
All right, sir. All right. You'll get the hang of it.
How are you getting on there, Errol?
Well, I think I've done the first one.
Ah, let's have a look at... No, that's a male.
Is it?
Yeah, that bit there, that's a male.
I can't see anything.
Look, it's not difficult, is it? Look, a male, female. All right, watch this.
I can't see it.
You can't see that.
No.
Look, Errol, look. Every fella who's worked this market has had to go through this. They didn't make a fuss, they just got on with it. You know, we all had a laugh. Now, why can't you just get on and do it, eh?
I want to do it, I really do, but I can't see the difference.
Are you trying to wind me up?
No.
Dear Errol, no. Errol, no. Hello, Errol, how do you do? My name is Sean, I live with you. No. Old friend, Errol. No. Hey, no. I've finally found something I want to do in my life. I have a purpose. I don't know what's going to happen, or even if I'll come back. Sorry about the bleach and all the other horrible things. Please water the plants. Don't use my towel.
So, how was school today, Martina?
Oh, it's brilliant, Dad. We did the dinosaurs. The largest one weighed over 70 tons and was 160 feet long.
Of course it was. You only have to think. There's been life on Earth for over 500 million years. Eventually, you're bound to get a creature of that size.
Yeah, but you know what, Dad? They were so big, they had two brains.
Well, that's inevitable. You can't expect a central nervous system to function over that distance without backup.
Oh.
A little prick.
Oh, no.
Hello, Sean. You do look smart. You off to a wedding?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it a funeral?
No.
You must be going to court, you naughty boy.
No.
Bet it's a snooker tournament.
No.
All dressed up like that? You're off to the post office, aren't you?
No.
Trip to the dentist?
No.
Oh, this is a tough one. Banger racing?
No.
Well, have a nice day. Could you help me with these bags?
No.
Mr. Lockner, your limousine's waiting.
Which one is it?
The orange jolly shopper one. Seeing as you're travelling alone, I took the liberty of bringing my old family along. All right, son. Hiya. You seen anything?
No. Well, nothing like what you described with the teeth and the fins and the eight legs.
Yeah, the beast of Billingsgate. God knows how many fish we lose to that monster. Look, What's that by the bins?
It looks like Ernie holding up some kind of carnival costume.
You sure it's not the beast?
No, I can see his wellies.
Oh, go on, Earls. It's no fun anymore.
Bye.
How much further is it, driver?
About 30 miles. Sir.
Be there by about 2, then.
You'd be wanting to leave straight after the match?
Oh, long before then.
Yeah, my family'd be getting quite cold under that bridge.
Right, now, before we kick off, we have Mr. Sean Locke, whose dream was to come to Anfield today and meet one of the legends of the 70s, Emlyn Hughes! Mr. Locke, this is Emlyn Hughes.
What are you there, kiddo? So, you're a bit of a fan of mine, eh?
No.
So how do you want to meet me, then?
Emlyn, have you any idea how painful a wet, cold leather football smacked full in your face on a December afternoon is when you're 9 years old?
No.
I have. QPR versus Liverpool. 1978. You stepped up to take a free kick. Missed the goal by 16 feet. Hit a young lad. Row H. Seat 44. That was me.
Ah, sorry, mate.
I wish sorry was enough. I want vengeance.
So, he's got 3 goals with the old ball we kept in the fridge overnight. So, to make amends, come on, crazy horse.
All right, then, where do I stand?
No, not you, Emlyn. Your 9-year-old son.
So, that was your lifelong ambition.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It's brilliant. I tell you what, it's the most fulfilling and worthwhile experience of my whole life. Stick the video on.
What, again?
Oh, look at his little face.
Sean Locke, 15 stories high. Starts Sean Locke with Tracy Ann Oberman, Chris Pavlo, Peter Serafinowicz, and Martin Trenerman. It was written by Sean Locke and Martin Trenerman. The script editor was Robert Fraser Steele, and the producer was Chris Neal.